sudden it's snowing in my mind. No friends around for a late sunrise. It's been what feels like forever, and things are far from getting better. I turn left, then crank the stereo. Just 8 minutes till 8 hours till I go home. No rest, just rehearsing what I know, for a hope that you'll hear how much we've grown. Will the industry be here if it takes another year? Snowing outside and it's snowing in my mind. No friends around for a late sunrise. It's been what feels like forever, and things are far from getting better. Rocking out in bars and local halls. But now we tune up and strum under a loft, rocking out to mirrors on bedroom walls. Will the industry be here if it takes another year? Will anything remain of all its venues and hopes of fame? Or am I just gonna sit and watch snow turn to rain? Turn to snow, turn to rain, 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 turn to snow, turn. Snowing in my mind, no friends around for a late sunrise. It's been what feels like forever, and things are far from getting better. It's snowing outside and it's snowing in my mind. No friends around for a late sunrise. It's been what feels like forever, and things are far from getting
better. 1690 AM, Great Day Explosives. That's what you're listening to. The annual, third annual Scala Day Scottacular here for you to enjoy. I'm joined by ska aficionado Brian Mitchell, internationally known ska aficionado Brian Mitchell. And that's true even if you're only hearing of him right now, because you are probably statistically a Canadian and he is an American. So therefore, not a bad one. There are a lot of bad ones right now, but he's not one of them. So what you just heard was some Runway Ricochet Matamoska, which I have to say that way because of an exclamation point, and some Joe Gittleman in that last block of tracks. But before we get into this next block, Brian, let me ask you a question, because I was intrigued by an article which came out recently that said that there's more music being made right now than there was in like all of 1986 or something. Like,
oh wow,
it's something ridiculous. Like in a single day, there's more music that's being put out than there was in some point in the 80s. Have you noticed an uptick in ska? Is ska part of this? Like, has there been a rise in the releases of ska music?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, you have to be in the circle mm-hmm. to recognize it, but yeah, there are bands, and I think it's algorithms like Spotify and whatnot that just always just keep you know, it's like, oh, if you listen to this, you'll like this, you'll like this, you'll like this. I mean, that's how I really took a big deep dive during COVID, and I was just like, oh my god, like I had no idea that there were still this many active ska bands. And I feel like they just they just keep coming, just more and more and more. Even on my best of, I believe I've got two, maybe three first albums. Like, first albums, maybe a couple of singles before, but they're just so good that they're on my top list because they're just wonderful. So, but yeah, it's crazy. You know, it's always nice to, you know, when you get that, you know, like Kill Lincoln's fifth album came out, or, you know, when a Cat Bite will come out, the new album, like some of your wholesome ones that you like, you know, but they just keep pouring out like crazy. So, and I'm a fan. So I'm like, keep it coming. You know, I don't think it'll ever get popular enough, mainstream enough to be saturated. I think those who are in ska bands are also perfectly cool with like only being in the tri-state area sometimes, you know. Hey, I'm a ska band. We all have jobs. We do this for fun. You know, if something happens, sure, cool. I'd love to put out a record or whatever, you know, but half the time I'm just going to fund it myself. I'm not going to be able to actually get paid enough to have somebody put this out for me, you know? So, but yeah, definitely.
Do you think that, because, you know, there's a huge kind of push, especially you mentioned Spotify, like Spotify making AI bands itself and marketing them as real bands to try and, I actually don't even know, I guess, get people to not listen to real music. I'm not actually sure what the goal of that is. Right. Do you think that ska is immune to that kind of AI algorithmic making? Have you heard any AI ska come out that you've been like, oh, that sounds awfully convincing?
No, I have not. I mean, you know, for 99% of these bands, when you sell out a place, you're selling out like a 300 person underground arts or, you know, like something like that. So, you know, you still got your Goldfingers, your Les and Jakes, you know, even the Interrupters have, you know, a bigger following than some, but yeah, you know, we're not busting down any doors of popularity, I think, too, for AI to be like, you know, when they can do another Taylor Swift, why in God's name would they want to do a ska band? But hey, you know.
I didn't think they would waste the time to do a ska death metal band, and yet, or a ska, an AI death metal band. But here we are. There's many of them. I put the show on Blue Sky recently because Twitter is only full of Nazis and terribleness. And because of that, I was actually followed by this totally AI band that has AI models, I'm using air quotes here, that each have their own individual profile that follow the show. So if you are one of those AI models, you're not real and you can't hear me. But I didn't think that anyone would waste the time to do that, and yet here we are. So,
wow. Yeah, no, I haven't. I mean, I at least, are they out there? I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard any, so I can't say for sure. But, you know, anyone out there, friends of mine, correct me if I'm wrong.
And there you go. Send a thing to greatexplosives@gmail.com, or why don't you go onto the show's Blue Sky page and put it there. That's more instantaneous. You can live skeet, I believe, is the things they're using for Blue Sky. You can live skeet the show. That seems weird to say, but I'm going to run with it because why not?
Can I skat while I skeet?
I mean, I can't remember the artist, but as the Scatman says, if the Scatman can do it, so can you.
Nice.
What's next here in the top LPs of the year for 2024, right. Brian?
We have Half Past Two. They are a OC California band. Talk Is Killing Me is the name of the album and the track I chose. They're a wonderful ska punk band. The band Deluce, their album's called Tell It Like It Is, and this song is called Only Always. A buddy of mine actually is the bassist of that band. I'm seeing him next week. I'm pretty pumped. And finally, for this block, it's the Kitty Hawks. The album is called From Brass to Bullets, and I chose Danger in the Middle as the song. It's their first album, and they're from Melbourne, Australia.
A lot of thes starting off these bands. I'm not used to this many thes before bands. It's kind of weird. Is that normal for a naming convention for ska bands, or is that just happenstance?
There's at least half thes here. Yeah. I didn't even notice. I guess it is normal. I'm just gonna have to say yeah.
Look at this. Even during the show, I get to try and teach the ska aficionado something, yep. Maybe, or point out something. There we go. I get to point out something that perhaps the ska aficionado himself had not considered. I'm learning. This is actually, I'm not learning anything. I just looked at words and said something. That's about right. And then after this, we'll be at the last portion of the show, Brian. Can you believe it? This flies so quickly. I'm always shocked at how talking with someone is like its own weird time dilation that seems to happen. But let's get into this, and then we'll end out the show. This annual Scholiday Scottacular here on Great Explosives, CJLO 1690 AM, joined, of course, by the Scott aficionado, Brian Mitchell. And keep tuned in for the top of the year, the top of the year.
Top.
After this.
To feel lonely, 'cause you let so much suffer. change a single thing, 'cause I would love you only always, always, always. I would love you always. I can't remember what it's like anymore.
Tune before it fades away. Playing old school Scarlet Song on the radio.
We stand gone.
Circle to the middle.
Join the throng.
Dancing away.
We fight on.
Danger in the middle of the
to the middle. Join the-